of Simple PL, today's trading gate, today's date is 01/02/2026. Dictation is for Anna Portillo. Portillo spells P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O. Anna spells A-N-A. Date of birth is 04/21/1969. This is a 56-year-old female here with headache, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. Said it's not the worst headache of her life. It's gradual onset. Said headache located diffusely and feels pressure-like, period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review system. She denies double vision or blurred vision. Next paragraph, next line, she denies neck pain. She denies stiff neck. Next line, she endorses myalgia. Next line, she reports runny nose. Next line, she says she has a cough. Cough is non-productive. Next line, she reports weakness and dizziness. Next line, she denies chest pain, denies shortness of breath, denies respiratory issues, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of true. Blood pressure is 146/101. Repeat blood pressure is 151/87. Pulse 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. No adventitious songs. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cystinosis. Period. Next paragraph. Mucous membrane appears a little dry. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. No edema. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented tennis 3, cranial nerves 2, tennis normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dehydration. Number 2, headache. Number 3, cough. Number 4, pharyngitis. Number 5, myalgia. Number 6, acute rhinitis. Number 7, nausea. Next paragraph, the following tests were done today. COVID and flu, both negative. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication in the clinic today. Ringer's lactate, 1 liter IV, bolus. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams IV. Next medication, Benadryl, 25 milligrams IV. On completion of this regimen, patient was reevaluated. Said her headache is much better. Said she feeling a little dizzy after having the Benadryl. Open parenthesis, she was reassured that this is side effects of the medication, period. And she was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin 875 milligrams 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, Allegra 180 milligrams 1 PO QAM for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Zofran 4 milligrams ODT, 1 tablet sublingual TID PRN for nausea/vomiting. Number 24, strongly encouraged to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room for your clothes. End of dictation.